Did you hear me sniff there? A little sniffly today. That's okay. I've got goals to set. Do you have goals to set? Do you know how to succeed with your goals? Do you get your goals done? A lot of folks, you know, this is never ending. I don't care how long you've been alive. Sometimes you have to be reminded how to do it. A lot of folks, believe it or not, have never thought about setting a goal. Don't really know how to do it. But we'll talk about that a little bit today and give you one little twist toward the end that you probably haven't thought about. Yes, it's going to be the end of the show. It is. I'm going to make you listen the whole show to get the one thing that's going to say, gosh, I'm glad I listened, okay? Why not first? Oh, because you won't appreciate it. That's all. You got to set the stage, build the foundation, right? Frame it for you. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Since way back in 2006, I had this crazy idea. I said, hey, I wonder if we could sit down and do a podcast every single day that basically, when people got lost, when they got off track a little bit or got up one day feeling like, oh God, what's going on? You're sitting in the line at McDonald's, right? You're waiting for your Egg McMuffin, your McGriddle, whatever. No, I have no personal experience. I have no idea what that is. Although I know the line's long there every morning. But you're sitting there, you're thinking to myself, here I go again. How long am I going to get up and drive and sit in the McDonald's line and get my McGriddle? And how long am I going to do that? And then you have 45 minutes for lunch and all that kind of stuff. You're thinking about, gosh, I need to get my goals done, right? That's what this show's about. This show's about me one day convincing you as you pull into the drive-thru at McDonald's that I got to make some change. Yeah, go ahead and get your whatever. That's cool. That's fine. But then just decide to make a change from there. Anyway, how are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. A little raspy this week. I got a bit of a head cold, and that means my mind is not exactly where it ought to be. Some would argue it never is. That's okay. But it does make it more fun when I'm like this. So hang on for the ride as we have a great week of shows going on this week. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I did want to remind you, I haven't done this today or yesterday, I don't think. Can't remember. I'm sick. Join me in the Facebook group. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. You can remember that even if you're busy. You might have time in the drive-thru there at McDonald's to type that in on your phone, right? dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Join up. I have a question or two for you. It's simple stuff. I just ask you the question so I can get to know you a little bit. That's all. I just want to know who you are and what's going on in your world. Simple stuff. Do that and join the fun over there. We're having a pretty good time every single day. Goal setting. All right, before we get into goal setting, let me just tell you, setting goals, I believe absolutely the most powerful method for getting what you want. In fact, I think it's the only method. I think you take a goal with a deadline, you've got the Holy Grail. Now, I'm not a big fan of deadlines. Why? Because they make me do stuff that I don't want to do. Just saying, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like them, but they do work. When I put a deadline on myself, I'm working on a book right now. I have this book I'm writing about gratitude. A neat little project that I decided to take on and do, and I've got milestones, and I'm just knocking through it real fast, and I've got about half of it done now. I have the goal of the entire book. It doesn't go on sale until October, but we're writing it right now. Editing, all that stuff has to happen. But I hate the deadline. Monday, 5 o'clock, it's got to be in. But I do it. You know how it works. So goal setting is extremely powerful. You need to have this. You need to pay attention to it, and those little things called deadlines are powerful as well. So how do we do this? Well, we're going to activate our mind. A lot of folks don't do this. They seem to think it's like, if I write a goal, it's on my piece of paper. Okay, cool. I wrote it down. It's someplace. But is it really inside of you? So if I'm going to set a goal, I'm going to decide what I want and when I want to get it. That's number one. What do you want and when are you going to get it? Then I'm going to decide when I'm going to start and when I'm going to finish. When are you going to start and when are you going to finish? Then I'm going to decide how I'm going to begin and how I'm going to maintain my momentum. How are you going to begin and how are you going to maintain your momentum? Now, this is not the Brian Tracy seven steps to goal setting kind of stuff. This is kind of way before that, because all that stuff is tactical and somewhat practical. There's no doubt about that. But the truth is, if you take these seven steps and start doing them, you might go, it didn't work. Why? Well, because your mind wasn't engaged. So I want you to actively engage and decide a decision to decide, which is cutting off everything else, that you're going to do something. What do you want and when do you want to get it? I want you to decide when you're going to start and when you're going to finish. I want you to decide when you're going to begin and when you're going to, how do you begin, I should say, and how are you going to maintain your momentum? Because you know maintaining your momentum is going to be the issue. How do you know that? How many times have you started a goal and stumbled? So it doesn't make sense. Get over here. Common Sense Quarter. Come on, Scott. I'm sorry, Tony Robbins. He's got the Common Sense Quarter. Found it. He took everything in the beginning. We call it Scott Logic. Get over here. Get over here. I'm not waiting for you, okay? You know you're going to stumble. Life gets in the way. You know you're going to be like, oh, man, I was working on a goal, and then poof, it's gone. I know, because I work with you every single day. What'd you do this week? Well, life got in the way. Okay, I get it. So why would we not figure out how we're going to get started and how we're going to deal with those moments that are going to stop us? Then we're going to get to work, right? So limit anything and everybody that is distancing you and distracting you from what you want. I'm serious. Once you have made all these cool decisions that we just talked about, Get anybody who is in your way out of the way. Anybody who says you can't do it, get them out of here. They got something they can go do. Give them a chore to do. Get them out of here. You got to get to work. Commit to overcoming any obstacle that's going to get in your way. Yeah, I mean any obstacle. If you won't commit to overcoming any obstacle, you're not going to get your goal, because you're going to get obstacles. It's going to happen. You got to get to work on that, okay? That's why your why is so important. And there's something even more important than that. But I'm going to give you the big key to make it go work here in just a sec here. Hang in there. I told you at the end of the show, okay? The path is long. It's going to be long. So start like a sprinter. 3, 2, 1, go. Boom. But end like a marathon runner. Get going fast, powerful. Get that momentum going. Once you get beyond that inertia, you get the momentum going, then it's easy. Then just run the marathon. Just put yourself on cruise control until you get what you want. You don't have to be crazy all the time. Just get it going. But you got to get to work, right? Only thing stopping you from getting what you want is, you know, not you, by the way. The only thing stopping you is everything that you allow to get in your way. But there is one thing that will get in your way right now that you haven't thought about. And this is the thing I told you to wait for. To succeed, no matter how well you put your goals down on paper, no matter how well you follow my advice or anybody else's advice on goal setting, God knows there's been enough of it out there. People have been goal setting for years, so I'm not the smarty pants here. There's a lot of people out there. There's one thing that will get in your way. Mind science tells us that. The imaging tells us that. We now understand how the mind works. It is called the alternative, the goal alternative. And all that means is this. If you set a goal and you say, this is what I want more than anything in the world, and you'll defend it, I will ask you and challenge you, and you'll defend it. You say, I want it. All I have to do is come into you and say, yeah, but what's out there that might be more attractive to you? What's the alternative that's sexier to you, that you might want a little bit more than this? What's the alternative? And you will have an answer. And guess what? You're not going to go for your goal because you want the alternative instead. You're not going to commit to something when you want something else. So it's real key that you get very clear that what you want is what you really want, and there is no freaking alternative to it. This is it. The only thing you want, you're going to go for it. Otherwise, you are just sitting on the fence. And as we all know, when you sit on the fence around this place called the Daily Boost Podcast, you get splinters in your ass. That's not fun. So don't get splinters in your ass. Nobody wants to do that, okay? Why did that just sound like a Progressive or Geico commercial? In 15 minutes or less, we can show you how to not get splinters in your ass. I'm a little sick this week. This is what happens when you're sick. You just get the real me, the Scott Logic on overflow pouring out of my mouth. And somewhere in there are about a weekend seminar worth of nuggets that most people couldn't do in a week. And you just got them in about 9 minutes. Yeah, that's a skill set, something I'm proud of. So what are we going to talk about tomorrow? Oh, you monkey, you. You're a monkey. I say, monkey, you're just running around crazy. You've seen monkeys. They run around, they dance, they do fun stuff like that. You're just a monkey. You're in the middle. You're caught. Yuck. It's an old game that kids play. They used to play. I don't know if they play anymore. Monkey in the middle. We'll talk about that tomorrow, because you should not be that monkey in the middle. Facebook. Join me over there, okay? DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. I'm not selling you anything. We're just hanging out. All right. Come on over. I'll see you there. And I'll see you here tomorrow on the Daily Boost.